Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. India joins UN Committee of Experts on Big Data and Data Science for official statistics. BJP releases second list of 29 candidates for Delhi Assembly elections. Uddhav Thackeray-led Shiv Sena decides to go it alone in Maharashtra local body polls. First International Pravasi Uttarakhandi Sammelan to be held in Dehradun today. And India announces 15-member squad for five-match T20 international series against England. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the occasion of National Youth Day today. The Prime Minister will also participate in multiple activities designed to inspire, motivate and empower the nation's future leaders. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country.
The 3,000 young leaders have been selected from across the country through the Viksit Bharat Challenge. During the event, the young leaders will showcase the presentation on the vision for Viksit Bharat. These presentations reflect the innovative ideas and solutions to address some of India's most pressing challenges. Mr. Modi will join the young leaders for lunch, providing them an opportunity to share their ideas, experiences and aspirations directly to him. The Prime Minister will also release a compilation of best essays written by participants on the 10 themes. These themes encompass diverse areas such as technology, sustainability, women empowerment, manufacturing and agriculture. The Viksit Bharat Dialogue is offering young leaders an opportunity to engage directly with the policy makers, national and global icons, while contributing their ideas for shaping the nation's future. With Dipendra Kumar, Sumit Saha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Earlier yesterday, the Prime Minister emphasized that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. He said the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and leadership of young minds to realize the vision of a Viksit Bharat. In Madhya Pradesh, ambitious Swami Vivekananda Yuva Shakti Mission is being launched for the youth from today. The objective of the mission is to empower the youth of the state by providing them opportunities to enhance their skills, knowledge and overall development. More from our correspondent.
The motto of Swami Vivekananda Yuva Shakti Mission is Samvad, Samarth and Samraddhi, means dialogue, power and richness. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that this mission has been given shape keeping in mind the Prime Minister's mantra of Gyan par Dhyan and Madhya Pradesh Youth Policy.
Yashasvi Pradhan Mantri ke netratv mein yuva apne jeevan mein apne sapno ko saakar kare, aage badhe, pradesh ko aage badhaye, samaj ko aage badhaye, desh ko aage badhaye, isliye wo hum sab kuch karne ko taiyar hai jo zarurat hai.
The main pillars of Swami Vivekananda Yuva Shakti Mission are dialogue, education, capacity enhancement, entrepreneurship and employment, social initiatives and monitoring. This mission is for the welfare of youth of the urban and rural background and socio-economically weaker sections. It seeks to empower women, divyang, youth and farmers. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized on the growing importance of India's youth in the global landscape. The Lok Sabha Speaker was addressing Indian students at an event in London yesterday during his official visit to the United Kingdom. Mr. Birla said that India's biggest strength is its young students. He further highlighted the role of Indian students in shaping the nation's future. He pointed out that India's students are driving the country's progress through their mentality, ideas, innovation and competitiveness. India has joined the UN Committee of Experts on Big Data and Data Science for official statistics. As part of the committee, India will contribute to shaping global standards and practices in harnessing big data and data science for official statistical purposes. In a statement, the Ministry of Statistics said that India's inclusion in the Committee of Experts represents a significant leap forward for the country's statistical ecosystem. The ministry mentioned that the country's active engagement in the Committee of Experts will highlight its pioneering initiatives, including the establishment of the Data Innovation Lab and exploration of alternate data sources. The BJP has released its second list of 29 candidates for the Delhi Assembly elections. Former MLA Kapil Mishra has been fielded from Karawal Nagar, Harish Khurana from Moti Nagar, and Priyanka Gautam, who recently joined BJP from Aam Aadmi Party, will contest from Kondli. Earlier, the party had released its first list of 29 candidates. Out of the total 70 assembly seats, BJP has so far announced candidates for 58 seats. Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray MP Sanjay Raut has announced that the party will contest local body elections, including those for the Municipal Corporation of Mumbai, Thane, Pune and Nagpur, independently. Speaking to reporters in Mumbai, Mr. Raut explained that the party needed to assess its strength and party chief Uddhav Thackeray suggested contesting separately in these areas. He said in Lok Sabha and state assembly elections, party workers do not get the opportunity to run, which leads to dissatisfaction. It has been decided that the party should contest independently in municipal corporations, Zilla Parishads and Nagar Panchayats to strengthen our organization, he added. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The two satellites launched by ISRO to perform space docking experiment, SPADEX, are 15 meters apart and closing in for an exciting handshake. In a social media post today, India Space Research Organization said that the SDX-01, that is Chaser, and SDX-02, that is Target, are just 50 feet away from an exciting handshake. The SPADEX mission, launched on December the 30th, aims to demonstrate in-space docking using small spacecraft. ISRO's PSLV C-60 rocket had successfully placed the two satellites in its intended orbit on December the 30th. Both the satellites are orbiting at an altitude of 475 kilometers from Earth. The Mahakumbh in Prayag, rather Prayagraj, will begin tomorrow on Paush Purnima with the first Amrit Snan. All preparations have been completed for the grand event. Dense forests have been developed at various locations across Prayagraj to ensure pure air and a healthy atmosphere for the millions of devotees expected who are visiting the city. A report from our correspondent. Jai Mahakumbh. Jai Mahakumbh.
The government has utilized the Japanese Miyawaki technique over the past 2 years to establish multiple oxygen banks, which have now transformed into lush green forests. These efforts have not only enhanced the greenery, but also contributed to improving air quality, playing a crucial role in environmental conservation. Trees have been planted at more than 10 locations in the city, covering an area of over 55,000 square meters over the past 2 years. The largest plantation with around 1.2 lakh trees of 63 species have been done in the Naini industrial area, while 27,000 trees from 27 different species have been planted in Baswar after cleaning the city's largest garbage dumping yard. This project is not only helping to get rid of industrial waste, but is also reducing dust, dirt and bad odor. These forests are boosting biodiversity, improving soil fertility and creating habitats for flora and fauna. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mish, Akashwani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
The first International Pravasi Uttarakhandi Summit will be held in Dehradun today. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami will inaugurate the day-long event. Our correspondent reports that more than 60 Pravasi Uttarakhandis from 17 countries have registered to participate in the day-long summit.
The summit aims to harness the knowledge and expertise of Uttarakhandis living abroad to accelerate the state's development. Key discussion will cover investment, hospitality, wellness, skill development, overseas employment, higher education and herbal industries. The initiative was envisioned by Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami following his interaction with migrant Uttarakhandis during his international visit. This gathering is anticipated to pave the way for increased investments and advancements in Uttarakhand, strengthening sectors such as tourism, education, employment and agriculture. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
And now, shifting to the world of sports, let's dive into the exciting updates from cricket, football and tennis. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The BCCI has announced a 15-member squad for the upcoming five-match T20I series against England, which will begin on 22nd of this month in Kolkata. Surya Kumar Yadav will lead the Indian side and Akshar Patel has been named as the vice-captain. Mohammad Shami has returned to the Indian cricket team after more than a year. India will also play three ODIs against England following the five T20s. These three matches will be treated as India's last-minute preparation before the Champions Trophy. In women's cricket, India will take on Ireland in the second match of the ODI series today at the Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat. The match will start at 11 a.m. Chasing a target of 239 runs in the first ODI, the women in blue secured a 6-wicket victory to take a 1-0 series lead. Moving on to Indian Super League ISL football, Mohun Bagan defeated East Bengal 1-0, maintaining their unbeaten streak against their arch rivals in Guwahati yesterday evening. In another match, Mohammedan SC defeated Bengaluru FC 1-0 in Bengaluru. Today, Mumbai City will take on Jamshedpur FC at the Mumbai Football Arena. In tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will take on Shezia's Thomas Mashak in the men's singles first round of the prestigious Australian Open 2025 in Melbourne this morning. Apart from Nagal, seasoned player Ritwik Chaudhary, Rohan Bopanna, Yuki Bambri and Sriram Balaji will be representing India in the Australian Open 2025. With Sayukta Yadav's report, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Moving on to Hockey India League, UP Rudras defeated Delhi SG Pipers 3-1, while Hyderabad Tufans beat Surma Hockey Club in a penalty shootout last night. A report.
Hockey India League is in full swing and yesterday saw an action-packed day in Rourkela at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium. The Hyderabad Tufans faced the might of the Surma Hockey Club in the first encounter of a doubleheader. It was a match that literally went down to the wire and the teams could not be separated at full time with the score deadlocked at 1-1. Surma took the lead through a penalty corner brilliantly won and converted by Nicolas De La Torre in the 8th minute. The Tufans roared back into the game but missed a series of gilt-edged opportunities before finally equalizing through a penalty corner of their own. Converted deftly by young gun Amandeep Lakhra.
Hyderabad Tufan, dusri bar, shootout mein jeete hain.
The Vedanta Kalinga Lancers will take on the Hyderabad Tufans. Meanwhile, in what is a historic day, the women's HIL will also commence with a match between the Delhi SG Pipers and the Odisha Warriors. This is Sharia Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani News.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog in the night and early morning hours of Delhi, East Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today and in Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh till tomorrow. The weather department said that dense fog conditions are also likely to prevail in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Gangetic West Bengal today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. With the inauguration tomorrow of the 6.4-kilometre long Z-mode tunnel, India is closer to constructing the strategic corridor between Srinagar and Leh to provide all-weather connectivity and maintain defence and civil supply lines, writes a pioneer. Hindustan Times carries photographs of people dealing with cold wave conditions in Delhi with the headline, "Fog, rain and chill prevail in Delhi. Mercury may dip again tomorrow. 9 hardcore Naxals with 43 lakh rupees bounty on them have surrendered in Chhattisgarh, Sukma district, citing disappointment with hollow and inhuman Maoist ideology," reports the Asian Age. A survey by a Netherlands-based organization revealed that Kolkata's roads were the second most congested in the world, followed by Bengaluru and Pune, writes the Hindu. And finally, 4 years ago, Luna, a village in Gujarat, decided to shun kites when painted storks found Luna as their haven. The villagers consider painted storks as family and fiercely protect them, reports the Times of India. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. India joins UN Committee of Experts on Big Data and Data Science for official statistics. BJP releases second list of 29 candidates for Delhi Assembly elections. Uddhav Thackeray-led Shiv Sena decides to go it alone in Maharashtra local body polls. first international Pravasi Uttarakhandi Sammelan to be held in Dehradun today. And India announces 15-member squad for 5-match T20 international series against England. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.